This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a new book out there that's getting some buzz this week. It's a non-political book, to be clear. It's about arguably one of the most important entrepreneurs of our time. He runs a couple of high-tech companies, but they are companies that do more than write computer code. They actually make things. Space rockets and electric cars, to be just a bit more precise here. Elon Musk is the CEO of both SpaceX and Tesla, and he is the subject of a new biography by Bloomberg Business reporter Ashley Vance. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
There's a biographical sketch to be had here, which starts with a desperately unhappy childhood that forms a lot of what Elon Musk is today, you think?
Yeah, it's he was born in South Africa, and he was, as you might kind of expect, he was really into sci-fi and video games, and he was a bit of a loner at school. He was very bright. Growing up with his father, his father was pretty hard on him. It's one of these things in the book where Elon and his brother and other family members talk about it, but they never say exactly sort of what it was that was so so difficult about his dad, but you know that it's left this big impression on Elon's life.
And as a result of this, he leaves, and a bunch of other things we should say, he leaves South Africa when he's a kid. He's like 17, 18 years old, goes to Canada, and winds up, long story short, in Silicon Valley.
Yeah. He backpacks through Canada for about a year, gets to Silicon Valley right as the dot-com boom is taking off, and decides he has to come up with an idea. And he and his brothers kind of more or less like brainstorm on a road trip and come up with the idea for their first company, which was sort of a Yelp meets Google Maps before that existed.
Yeah, it's called Zip2, right?
Yeah, that's right. And they end up selling that company pretty quickly for, you know, Elon comes out in the end with about $22 million, enough money to start his next venture, which would eventually turn into PayPal. But so he's kind of like funding that on his own from the get-go.
That, you know, his roots in Silicon Valley are kind of one of the interesting things about this book, one of the many interesting things about this book, because I think for a lot of people, Elon Musk sprang fully formed into existence with Tesla and SpaceX, maybe a little PayPal if you know the history. But the truth is, he's sort of a conventional Silicon Valley bootstrappy kind of guy.
Yeah, he had to learn a lot during that period. That was one of the things doing the book that I hadn't realized at all beforehand. You know, he at Zip2, he was the CEO of the company, and he was not a great CEO. I mean, he worked really hard, and people were impressed with that. I mean, he outworked everybody, and he had this hustle, and it was smart, but he wasn't great at managing people. He was bad at managing people.
Yeah.
And then he gets to PayPal, and it sort of repeats, although he's getting a little bit better as time goes on, and he's finding ways to kind of marshal people and learn to encourage them, and he realizes you get more out of people if you do that. And so you see him evolve. I mean, this is the first time I think it's really been written about in a ton of detail, is this like evolution of his character.
Which I grant you, but this is the point in the interview where I have to say, okay, hold on a second, because really reading this, he comes off as a big fat word that I am not allowed to say on the radio.
I mean, there's no question. He's a hard dude, and he's still a hard guy today. Yeah. He's the most intense person I've ever met. I definitely don't think there's nobody at Tesla or SpaceX who would say, oh, yeah, he's a real treat to work for today. I mean, he's still pushing them really hard. I think he rubbed people so much the wrong way that, like, in the early days, very early days of PayPal, he had this company called X.com, which turned into PayPal. But, you know, people were defecting and things like that. I mean, it was pretty bad.
There's lots in here about SpaceX and about Tesla, which is totally worth the read. The part of it, though, that is most interesting to me is that point where he has to choose between SpaceX surviving or Tesla surviving, and doesn't. He says, I'm going to make both of them work. The hell with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. So in 2008, I mean, his life is crumbling. Tesla's going bankrupt. SpaceX is doing okay. The rockets are going off. They just have tons of cost, and they're having trouble paying their employees, too, and they're probably going to not make payroll. It gets to December of 2008, and it doesn't look like they'll get to January, and he could basically raise some money for SpaceX and see it through, but he doesn't want Tesla to die, and he does all these crazy financial maneuvers. It's kind of difficult to unpack, but basically he bluffs a few people and raises the money, and then NASA comes through with a big contract that was kind of unexpected, and by Christmas Eve, the day is saved.
It's not quite an epilogue, but it's a summing up, I guess, toward the end of this book. And you say, you know, if he succeeds, he'll be, you know, 55 years old. He'll be the richest man on the planet. his three companies, SolarCity and Tesla and SpaceX, will literally have changed mankind. How real do you think that is?
You know, there's things like with Tesla, when they came out with the car and they said, we're going to do this charging network across the United States. And I think I was one of many people who thought that was crazy and it would never happen. And today, there's hundreds of these charging stations, not only in the United States, but in Europe and Asia. And so you've got a guy who's made an electric car and then built the fuel infrastructure to pull it off. When he starts doing things like that, you start giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think SpaceX has changed the space industry. All of its competitors are reacting to it. And, I mean, there's still huge gambles and risks in front of him. But, I mean, the companies are very healthy right now.
It's a book by Ashley Vance called Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future. Ashley, thanks a lot. It's a good read.
Thank you so much.